Hashem, we'll do a Yom Yoma, we'll do some Parsha, it's Q&A time, we'll see if that will work out. Very extraordinary day, of course. This Oris should be palpable. But Torah is Torah, and not but. Torah is Torah, and this is as good as any to be Amel B'Torah. All right, so we're dealing with, of course, a very, I don't want to say intense exactly, but it's certainly a lumbish piece of Gemara that gets tucked away in Yonei Tzedaka. And the inyan that we discussed, we read yesterday, Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos, we'll try to just flesh out some lumbish inyanim that come out of it from the Tosfos and from the Ritva. And the inyan has to do with a tuma. The Gemara brings a question about Mitzora, Bimei Sipuro, as we explained yesterday, the whole Seder of the Mitzora. So we're talking about the Haschola of the Tahara. He's already healed of the Nega. He was a Mitzora Muchlat. He's coming out of that, and the process has begun. The Taglachas Rishona, as we saw the Pesukim in Parshas Mitzora, and the Shnei Tziporim, the process of the Tahara with that. And now it says Vachibas Begadav, and then he has another 7 days, again Vachibas Begadav, and then the Karbanos. So during those 7 days, in the interim, between the first Tegachas and the second, that's called Mitzvah Mesipuro. The Mishnah in the beginning of Kehilim lists that as one of the Avos Hatuma, the hierarchy of Avos Hatuma, beginning with the first Mishnah, which is Mitame B'maga. But the question is, this Mitzvah Mesipuro, how do we know he's Mitami Adam? Now, of course, it's clear he's Mitami Adam. That's what the Mishnah says. But how do we know? And the reason why one could question this is, as Tosfos points out in the top Tosfos, because given the fact that he's already somewhat tahar, berachatz b'mayim v'tahar, so you'd think that after that there's a tahara that he's not Mitami Adam, and yet we say he is, and how do we know it? Okay, so the Shaka B'tahar Ligmar runs its course. And again, it gets brought in from a totally side inyan, unrelated to our topic at hand, because of the particulars, the dialogue that went on between these two Amoraim, Rav Achdevai and Rav Sheshes. As a result of this dialogue, Rav Achdevai was nenash because of the way he reacted to how Rav Sheshes was stumbling on his answers, because he was nenash. And as a result, a woman, according to Rashi, the mother of Rav Sheshes, according to the Rach, it was the mother of Rav Achlevai, implored Rav Sheshes to be mochel, and he should, therefore the onus should be lifted. And it took her doing something which is not typical, not normal, to expose herself, to say, look at these breasts, and therefore, HaKaras HaTov, you have to daven, which is what he did. So either it was the mother of Sheshes who nursed Rav Sheshes, or the mother of Rav Achdevai who nursed Rav Sheshes. And this was the title that either Rav Sheshes or Rav Achdevai got, the one who made his mother act in a certain way. And that person, whoever it was, Rav Sheshes or Rav Achdevai, gave a memra to Rava b'shem Avelazar about tzedakah. Okay, that's how it finds its way into our Gemara. Meanwhile, Uda Asar Na'alah. So after the Gemara brings the whole story and why it brought it in, we have to know the answer to the question. That's what really matters at the end of the story, right? So what exactly was the back and forth on this question, and what is the Gemara at the end? So this is where we have to get into the nitty-gritty. How do we know that this Mitzvah Mesipuro is Mitame Adam? So the initial answer that Rav Sheshes gave was simple. He's Mitame Begadin, so he's Mitame Adam. We know it's Mitam Begadim because after the 7 days are counted, it says Vachibes Begadim again. So it's Begadim or Tame. So if it's Begadim or Tame, he's Mitami Begadim, he's Mitami Adam. That was Rav Sheshes' answer. Interesting is that we noted just the Ha'ara on the side. The Rambam brings this as the answer. At the end of the day, the Rambam paskins in Tumas Saras. That's how we know. And yet it's a Chorah, not the way the Gemara comes out. The Gemara comes out with a whole different limud because of Gzeres Shava, Vachibas Begadav in different places, and therefore we know. But either way, that was Rav Sheshes' answer. Maybe the Rambam holds that once you have Gzeres Shava, it's Megala, that you're not Machalik between Tumas Begadim and Tumas Adam. Either way, that was what he said, but Rav Achdevai responded, he says, I can't accept that answer, because there's a difference. And here's where we have the Machokes Nekuda Rashi versus Tosfos. Doma Tuma Bechiburim Shain. That's the Girsa of Rashi. Tum Bechiburim is different. Rashi explains that the Begadim that you're Lavush, That is different than Min Metame Adam. What Rashi seems to be saying as well, it's also different than being Metame Begadim, that you're not Lavush. If you're touching Begadim, or you're touching Kalim, or you're touching an Adam, all of that, who says that the Torah would say that you're Metame, maybe only Begadim Shehu Lavush. This is Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Why would I think that Tumah B'Chiburim is different than only Begadim Shehu Lavush? Because we find that similar thing by the case of Tumas Masa of Nevela. He said Nevela, and again, frame of reference, Mishnah Beis of the first of Mesachta Kelim, Lamala Mehem. Nevela is one of the two things in that Mishnah that's Metame, not just Bemaga, but also Bemasa. And what you have to be doing is being no seis in Nevela, and then it's Metame Begadim. But it's not true if you're no gab in Nevela. It's only true if you're no seis in Nevela. But what Begadim? So again, this is a point that Rashi would have to say, and again, Tosis is going to be all over Rashi, Uchore, it's against the Drasha Toskohanim, and really, as the Ritva points out, against the Mishnah itself. That Rashi seems to say, maybe only Begadim Shehu Lavush, and that's what it seems to be according to Rashi, but not more than that, Tum Bechiburim. Okay. So therefore, how do you know that, again, you can't extrapolate from Tumas Begadim Shehu Lavush to Tumas Adam, and seemingly you can also extrapolate to Tumas Begadim Shehu Nogea Behen, Bishasha, whatever, either Mitzvah Mesipuro or as you see over here. So, therefore, we go again and we go to Sheretz. So he says, what about Sheretz, the Mitami Adam? And most must be because of Tam Begadim. Now, there's a difficulty in Pshat. Tosis asks on Rashi, and Rashi himself acknowledges the difficulty in Pshat. What does he come back with? How do you know Sheretz is Mitami Adam? Because it's Mitami Begadim. What kind of Begadim is that? That's not the equivalent of Begadim Shehu Lavush. Sheretz not wearing Begadim. Sheretz touches a keli. Sheretz touches a beggar. So therefore, in that case, we understand why it's Metamei Adam. But the taina was that you can't bring a rifle. He said, Nevela, that's only Metamei Begadim of Bechiburim that you're touching, that you're wearing. It's a difficult gemara. So what is he even bringing in? Instead, the counter argument was, yeah, but that's clear from the pasuk, because there's another pasuk, Isha Sheyiga B'chol Sheretz. So Rashi's response to this diuk, this kashi, is in a chinami. The Gemara could have just said that it's not even a good raya, because the area you're touching begadim achirim, not the ones that you're wearing. Okay. This, again, this is a difficulty in Shana Rashi. Comes back with another example, Sheikh Vazera, hey, now that's Metami Adam. Must be because the pasuk says that a beggar that touches Sheikh Vazera, again, the same question as before. That's not Begadim Shehu Lavush. So what are you bringing away? Of course, that's a good proof to Betami Adam. But either way, again, the Gemara comes back with a different taina. That's anyway, you know that it's Betami Adam from Madrasha. Oh, ish. Okay. And that's what leads us to the response of Abachdavai and the Onesh and of Sheshes finally relenting and davening because of Akora Satov. And then the Gemara comes back and answers the question, how do we know, in fact, because Xeris Shavakir is Begadim. Okay. We have Rashi's pshat, we have Tosis' problems with Rashi. The problems are obvious. Number one, it's Mefushin Torah's Kohanim, that it's not just Begadim that Shehu Lavush, Bechiburim, it's even Mamish, if you're touching Begadim at the time, touching Kehle. Second question is what we noted already in the Gemara, that Sheretz, Metami Adam, and Nolan, Ramish, Metami Begadim, so obviously there it's not talking about Begadim Shehu Lavush. Okay, so because of this, Tosis learns different shot, and he's goris differently. Truth is, that if you look in the Ramban, it could be that you could even keep the gears and still learn out there with Tosis. Tosis changes the gears. Okay. The gears is not Dilma Tum B'Chiburim Shaini. What he's trying to say is, maybe there's a distinction between B'Metame Kelim. Okay, Kelim doesn't mean B'Gadim Shehu Lavush. B'Gadim Shehu Nogea Behen, Kelim. It's all the same idea as Begadim, but not Adam. Maybe, therefore, it could be that Mitzora could be Metame Begadim, not just the ones he's wearing. Bechibas Begadav indicates it can Metame Begadim, whether he's wearing it, whether he's touching. But who says it can Metame Adam? Teda, where do you know to think such a distinction? That you can have something that has the power to transmit tuma to Kalim but not to Adam. Where do we find such a basis for distinction like that? What's the answer? Mesit nevela. Because what's the din? If a person is nosis a nevela, the shah, she will nosis a nevela, he's metame begadim, not just that he's wearing, again, that he's touching. But the shah, she will nosis a nevela, if he touches an adam, does he make the adam into a rishon? Absolutely not. So you see that there's a basis to distinguish between metame kelim and metame adam. And maybe, therefore, the chibis begadav of a mitzvah meitzipuro would only rise to the level of being metame begadim, kelim, but not adam, and that's the sishaka v'tari in the Gemara. For that, he comes back and brings sheretz. See, sheretz is metame adam, must be because metame begadim. That's why no mitzvah metame adam. See, there's no basis for distinguishing. So he says, no, sheretz is mefurish, that adam is metame by touching a sheretz. Trashich Vazera must be because it's Metame Beget, Deget, Metame Adam. He says, no, it's also why no Pasuk anyway. So that was why Rav Achdavai felt that he got the better of Sheshes, and the Gemara finally comes with the right. But that's the discussion. So the Nekuda in the Sugya, where it's revolving around, is this issue. Not that we would think to limit the Tumah, Mitzvah, Mesipuro, to only the Gadim Sha'alav, and not to say that Tumas Masa Nevela is only Metame Gadim Sha'alav. We all know that there's no distinction between that, the Gadim Shehu Lovesh, and the Gadim Shehu Nogeya. That's from the Torah's Koran, that's from the Mishnah itself. But rather, that maybe there's a distinction between the Metame Kelim, the Metame Adam, and that's in fact the case by Tumas Masas of Nevela. And maybe that would have been the distinction by Mitzvah Mishipuro. It's not Metame Adam, that's where the Gemara has to come out with the Xerisha. What is left for us to understand is really, why would there be a difference between Metame Kelim, yes, and Metame Adam, not, which is in fact the case by Tumas Masa Nevela, and which we thought would be the case by Mitzvah Mesipuro. Which really begs the question, what is this halacha of Tumah B'chiburin, call what you want, this idea that Yechavis Begadav, what's going on here? He's no Sinevela. At the moment that you're nosis and nevela, you are touching something else, kelim or begadim, or wearing begadim. That thing becomes a what? A rishon. You let go of what you're holding, which raises the nevela. You're not touching the nevela. You're nosis and nevela. You don't have to be touching it, but you're leverage is raising the nevela, and then suddenly you're piresh, and now it's no longer being held up mikol chacha, and now you touch, after that, you touch a beged. What is it? Well, beged is nothing. Nothing. It can become a sheni. What comes to sheni? Only ochel. In other words, you are a rishon, you can't be tamei adam kelim. So kelim can only become a rishon. The shah that you're no, says in a vela, you are touching at that moment, you're touching a keli, it becomes a risha. Once you let go, it can't become tamei. What's pshat? And this is what we're thinking should be the case by Metzora, if not for what the Gemara ends up saying, l'maskana from Shimon Yochai. Okay, that's we have to figure out. So the Ritva lets us in on a very yesodistic svara, which, as we'll try to point out, just to be the whole shiur today, just to try to get perspective a little bit on this inyan, just a little bit of a taste of Tyrus, because again, these are psukim and chumash after all, and often the mishnayis, but just to get a little bit of a yedia, just to have a little perspective on this inyan, that we could call tum b'chiburin, call it what you want, this inyan that there's a tumas begadim, tumas kelim, b'shasha, who knows it's an avela, and whatever other examples you could say that at the time that there's an inyan, what exactly is it based on? So the Ritva, and then we can glean this yourself from the Ritva, it's a very good Maram Malkam, and then we'll see where else it could be Nogeya. So let's look together. The Ritva is here on the Sugya. Amalei, Dom Bechiburin, Tum Bechiburin Shaini. So of course he starts with Rashi, and he raises the questions that Tosis raises on Rashi. Sounds from Rashi that what's at stake in this sugya is not just the issue of Adam. It sounds like what's at stake is also Kelim She'en Alavosh Behen. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. On the fact that the Mishnah mentions it, And the Torah's Kohanim mentioned it. Rav says, no, maybe that's also part of his question. How do we know? The same way we know that Mitzvah Misipuro is Mitamiyah, the Mitzvah in the Mishnah in Caleb. How does the Mishnah know? So that could have been part of the question, but it doesn't sound like the question really involved anything more than Adam. All right, so Lamaisa, the Ritvag also goes away from Rashi's Pshat. And the main question, of course, that bothers him is the which question in Pshat. The main question is, how did the Gemara respond? How did he respond by bringing in which case? Sheretz. Of course, it's not even to the point. That's not the case of the Gemara Shel Lavash. Rashi acknowledges the difficulty in that. Rashi could have said that. He gave another response. But because of this, the Ritva brings the Pshat of Tosis, but he elaborates. We'll pick up from that point. V'hanochem. Everyone see where we are? Just a couple of lines in the Ritva and then see how he learns the whole thread of the sugya. Hanochem k'mo shepir shetosis. Devadai pshita lei. There's no question that everybody understood the kohecha, the ikakibas begadim, hodim dim tamikeil. What? We have no doubt about that. No one thought that kibas begadim is just begadim shehulavush. Kalim, which obviously not something you're wearing, you're touching, same thing. Begadim shehu lavash, begadim shehu nogea. And we know this from the drasha, the sifra, gabi nevela, mitzora. V'adam b'chud kamibai. So the only question is what the Gemara's words are. How do we know mitami adam? Mitami begadim, whatever form, however it is, we know. What is Rav Sheshes' shita? Why he always can extrapolate from one to the other. Rav Sheshes sava. They came with the other Bekelim Shavim. They are on the same darga. They're on the same level in Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra. In what regard? Shelo Kabel Tumah El Mi'avah Tumah. In other words, in terms of the gradations of Tumah V'Tayra and what Rish Hasheni and so on, so Ochel Mashke, of course, can become a Sheni. Adam Bekelim are similar in terms of that they can only become Tumah from an Avatumah to become a Risha. They cannot become a Sheni. They can Tumah from a Risha L'Tumah. And therefore, because they're on the same plane of the Bekelim, therefore, Yafin, Shap Yafin, and Yadadi. So if we know one, we know the other. If we know Yimitami Begadim, and we have a Reboy, it's even Begadim She'enu Labush, so Kelim are included, so two Adam is included. They're the same. There's no reason to distinguish. What does Arach Devay say? But I have a Makar, I have an example of something which distinguishes. Namely, No Seisha Nevela, Mesit Nevela. That din is Yechabis Begadav, which means Metami Kalim, Tami Begadim, but not other. But Hadrach Devoy, the Dilmashani Kalim, there is something a Kalim have that's on a lower level than Adam that can sometimes become Tamei even from something which is not an Av Gamur, but you might even say something of a Rishon. Typically, a Rishon can't Metame. Adam Bekelim. But there is a certain Rishon which is like a quasi Av. Look how he puts it. The Dilmashani Kelim, the Kili, Umekabi Tumah Fil Me Rishon L'Tumah, Ba'od Shehu Chibur L'Tumah. Knows you have a Rishon, meaning what is a person's Nosi Nevela? Rishon. Right? But Ba'od Shehu Mechubur L'Tumah, this person who's a Rishon, is Metami Kelim. Nosi Nevela Chabes Begadim. But Chibur Tam Shelo Pirsh Mimenu, Uke the Kamaisele Minosin Avela, Shabot Shinose Shinosa, while you're being Nosin Avela, the Tami Kalem Bimaga, that's the Lashna Mishnah in Kalem, the Enom Tami Adam. Alma, now here is a very, very important expression that the Ritva uses, and this is relevant for what he does with Sheretz afterwards. Alma, Ligabe Kalem, regarding Kalim, the Av Kodahu Sagiluhu. What I want to take out of this Ritva is a very important tzad of a classic Chakira that one can ask, but we don't invent Chakiras, but now that we have a lesson of Rishonim, we can build the Chakira. That's always a better way to look at things. What is the Pshat that we say, No Seis and Aveli Chabiz Begadim? What is Mitame? What is Mitame the Begadim, the Kalim? Is it the Nevela, or is it the Adam? Hanosi is a Nevela. Now, if I say it's the Nevela, I'll have to be magdir that a little bit better too. The Nevela is the source of Tumah, it's Metame the Adam. And it is metame the kelim sha'adam nogebet. Exactly how does that work? I mean, it's not touching. Because the kelim are, in some sense, also being nosei the nevela. Maybe. Although, the halacha normally is that kelim sh'nosei as ha'nevela are not metamasa, only a person. But if the person is nosei as ha'nevela, then if a masa of an adam can... The kelim that are also involved in that being no says on a veil can become tamei, like that. Or to suggest another way of formulating it, the adam is a what for the nevela to mitame the kelim. What do you want to call him? A what? Use English word, Hebrew word. What do you want? What?
Like
a conduit, a vehicle, a yad, to use more lamdish terms from Mekseches Uksin. The end of Tyrus, you have all kinds of yanim of yad and shomer. If you have a tumas ochrin, you have an apple or fruit that has like a stem, and you have halachas like this throughout the Masechta Uksin. If you haven't been to see a Mishnayis, you have to go through this, right? So, if it touches the stem, and then the ochel is coming, vice versa. It means it's a way of letting tuma go via it to the thing that's associated with. So one could have conceived of the tumma of the begadim, shehu nogea behen, the shah, shehu nosei es hanevela, as the tumma of the nevela is metame those kelim via the adam, either that the kelim are in a certain sense being nosei the nevela, and even though typically a keli has not become tame the masa, but if there's a masa of an adam, then the keli that's nosei the nevela is mishtayach to that carrying. So it's the nevela is mitame the kelim, that the keli is part of that same act of being nosei the nevela. So it's the nevela that's mitame. Or you could view the person in some sense as a yad that the tuma channeled through him. Or if you want to say another possible way, and see some of the Lishonos maybe soon and Afkaminas, that when the tuma is imparted to the adam, so agav, it's metami the adam and everything that's shayach to the person. So again, it's not that the common denominator is, it's not the adam that's metame the begadim or the kelim. It's the nevela, the source of tumma, lands tumma on the adam and everything that's an extension of the adam that's shayach to the person, being nogea or being lovesh begadim. So the tumma becomes one imparting of tumma to him and the begadim together. Again, I'll give you different formulations, different permutations of svaris, which is all in common. It's that the nevela, being the source of the tumma, it's metame adam, is directly metame. The same imparting of tumma that's happening to the adam is happening from the nevela to the begadim. But what the Ritva is saying is something different. What the Ritva is saying is that what you see in this halacha, and why you see how he carries it over to the next part of the Gemara Sheretz, is that gabi kelim ba'av kol de'u sagila. That you see that when you have an av, which is a quasi-av. It's not an av with a capital Aleph. It's an av kol dehu. In other words, when your nosi is an avela, bishashu lo piresh, you have a somewhat status of an av, but l'shaita. That's a very interesting svara. And it's, at first glance, maybe a little bit of a hard svara to understand, because what happens a minute later? He's piresh from the nevela. And now what is he suddenly now? Arisha. Well, what happened to the status of that he had a second ago? I'll show you that kasha is not just my own kasha, but there is a diuk of the Teferes Yisrael. Is this found in Kelim Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, you guessed it, on the din of Noses HaNevela. So the Lashon of the Rav is very much like that, and you see the other Rishonim like this also in Rishonim. But again, the Makar and the Ritva is also a good one. The Lashon of the Rav is as follows. Again, in that piece, on that mission, Mitamis Adam Bimasa, Letami Begadim Bimaga. That Lashon of Mishnah we saw yesterday says the Rav, Le'achash Piresh Minatuma, right? Once he's no longer being Nosei the Tuma, Eino Mitami Keon Benegia. Why? Lefisha Nosei is a Tuma, Le'achash Piresh Mimena, Eino Elorishin Letuma. You see what he says? only a rishon. The ain kelim become tumah el miyavatum. So how did the kelim become tumah a minute before? They weren't mekabel from a rishon. They were mekabel from an av because you had a status of an av temporarily. The Tiferes Yisrael has Yachin uBoaz. Yachin is more the running commentary. Boaz when he has more to say by Riches. The Imtoma, the Boaz on Os Aleph, because he quotes more or less Kain what we just said from the Rav. But then he asks in Boaz Aleph, Hich Ef Shalomah, Shabishosh Mechuber Letuma Yiav, Ukshe Yifrosh Mimena Yerisham, Bechitumas Av Shahaya Bo Betchilo Lehechan Hocha Kishapirish Meatuma. And you know, because of that kasha, you know what he says? He flips to the other side of the chakir. This is kasha. How can it be an av only for this point? Where'd that go? Now it's pirish. Now you're not an av anymore. The yeshlomer hach tumas av shayibo b'shoshim mechuber lav tumas atzmohi rak tumas hanavela shenasa havei kiu mechuberes ba'anose ukiilu hanogia ba'anose naga b'nevela atzma. So it's as if the dover that he's touching would have been touching the nevela. Okay, he doesn't say the word yad, doesn't say the word shomer. Okay, you fill in exactly how you want to formulate it. But the point he's saying is it's not the pshat that you're metame, the kelim that you're touching. It's ke'ilu, that thing that you're touching was directly getting the tumah from the source itself. But what I see in the ritva is not that way. Okay? But he's seen this ritva, and he's going to now play it out in the sugya. He's saying like this. We want to use this muscle of Nesit Nevela and extend it to the case of Nesav Mesipuro. We want to say like this, Nesav Mesipuro, the Chibas Begadav, maybe the Chibas Begadav of Nesav Mesipuro is analogous to the Chibas Begadav of Nesit Nevela, where the din is Nesit Nevela, you're not Mitame Adon Mitame Begadim. And so too, perhaps, this is how he's running our sugya. And that, maybe perhaps, Mitzav Mesipuro is only Mitame Kelim and not Mitame Adam. Even though Adam and Kelim are usually on the same plane, but you see that there are cases where Kelim are more kal than Adam, that they can mekabel tuma from an Av Koldehu. Namely, an Av Koldehu, the case of Nosis and Avela, is an Av, but not exactly a strong Av. What is the Ritva saying? What is Mitami the Begadim? Shuno Gebehem? What's Mitami? Not the Nevela, the source itself, but you are an Av. You become the source of the Tumah, the Shashu Poresh. You are an Av for that period of time. Okay. So this is the Vort in this Ritva to really pull out. Now let's plug it into the Sugya. Okay, so we want to use this as the indication and maybe Mitsumi Sipuro is not really an av like we would imagine. He's, after all, there's something that's been weakened in his process of tumah. What took place? Tosis on the top of the amud. What happened already? Tagachas Rishona, going to the mikvah, the tziparim. So maybe the av status of Tzomri Tzipuro is, you could call it an av kodu. Maybe this av would be less than a regular av in the sense that it would still be mitame kelim, but not mitame adam. The chibas begadav, that yes, but not to mitame adam. That's the point of the question. That's what the chavar is pushing back. Teda! The teda now is a perfect analogy. Teda, he's at nevela. Because how does he understand he's at nevela? That the adam is an av kodu, b'shashu, who knows he's at nevela, he is an av. But it's not a strong av. If it were a strong av, it wouldn't disappear a minute later. But it's shtickle av, right? So that's why only kelim come to me from this av, which is not exactly a robust av, but not other. So maybe that's true by Mitzorim Sipur. Now, the missing link in the chain now, we have Shechva Zera and Sheretz. How is that? This is where the Ritva has to do a little more surgery in the sugya, because we understand the line drawn, the first point in the Gemara, between Mitzorim Sipur, where there's been a weakened level of av after the mikvah, after the tziparim at tagachas, and the case of Meset Nevela as well. What happens in the middle of the sugya? When Rav Sheshes tries to come back with, well, maybe you see sheretz, mitame keo, mitame adam. Where is there sheretz? What do you see in sheretz? It's a weaker av. Sheretz is an av, maybe a full-fledged av. Mechates, it's a weak av. And Sheikh Vazera, why is that quote something of a weak av? And you're trying to say, even a weak av, you see, there's no distinction. So the Ritva has to explain more specifically what is it about Sheretz that we're discussing that is analogous that we talk about until now, and what's Sheikh Vazera? Why is he talking about, why is it more analogous to the av of Mitzvah Mesipuro in the case of Mesit Nevela? That's what we still have to figure out. Aryeh, yes?
I'm not 100% sure if this makes a difference, but is the fact that it's a temporarily an av, is that a function of the fact that it's weak, or is the fact that it's weak temporary a function of the fact that
I think it's hainuach. In other words, if it were, it's a simin and a sibra. I mean, if it would be a real av in every way, then how could it go away, you know, after your pirush? Obviously, it's a function of the fact that you're right now nosius and avela, so you're given this empowerment for being an av right now. But it's easy come, easy go. It's only right now that the vela has charged, you could say, the nose, that one with nose it with this energy force called avatuma. So it has now become part of its identity, but only with shaita.
And that would parallel the 7 days of...
Okay, so that's obviously what we're seeing in the sugya. So he's saying that's the teda of the question. In other words, because what happened with Mitzora was he was a full-blown Mitzora Muchat with many, many dinim, but now something changed because the process has become somewhat weaker. He's gotten some level of tahara now, and there are differences in halacha also. And now the question is, the Torah says v'chivas begadav, right? Fine. But maybe v'chivas begadav is analogous to v'chivas begadav of a nosius and a vela, where we know that there's a status of an av, but not in the strongest of ways. That's why it's not mitami adam. So maybe this mitzvah mesipuro should be analogous to that he can't mitami adam, or mitami bekeil. So this is Mamish. He's taking Tosis Pshat in the sugya, and he's giving us Panim Chadash. It's a way of thinking about this. You read the Tosis. It's also Gishmak. But like, okay, we don't really know what we're talking about. Like, what's the okay? Mechatesa. Okay, well, good. Okay, that's the ish, that's the what of the sugya. That was yesterday's shir. Now the Ritva is giving it a whole new tsura. In other words, because the Indian of Nosius and Avela is not the Pshat that the Nevela is directly being mitame the kelim that you're touching. But you become the source of the tumma of now transferring the tumma to the kelim, and yet not to another. So you see that there is a notion of an av kolduhu, that because of the av kolduhu being not the same strength of a regular av, so kelim yes, and adam not. So maybe that's what you have in this service. But how do we know for the Mishnah to tell us that it's mitame adam as well? That's the issue in our sugya. Okay, now we're stuck. We'll come back to more about this chakira and the nafkaminas just a little bit more, but just to read into the sugya now, we have to come back to the sugya. So what's Sheretz? What's Sheikh Vazera? So the Ritva has to proceed in the sugya and fill us in more. When the Gemara says back, Rav Sheshes comes back and says, okay, I'll tell you. You see there's no distinction. I'll show you that you can have a tumma where you have an av kodu, and it's Metami Kalim, and we do make an extrapolation from that to Adam. What does he bring? Sheretz. No, so what does he have to say? So maybe that's all it is. The answer is because Sheretz. Why would Sheretz be an Av Kodu? Sheretz is an Av, maybe just like Nevela is an Av. It's a real, that's a real bona fide Av. What about Sheretz should be anything less? Mitzora, I understand, he already became partly Tohor. So that's what the advice to say. We're talking not about a full Sheretz. These shmona shvatzim amitame, if they have them in their entirety, this dead sheretz is whole. That's a source of tumma. But we have a halacha that even an adasha min hasheretz. Now we know by mace it's a kezayis min hamace that's mitame. The shear of tumma sheretz is even an adasha, a lentil size of a sheretz is a source of tumma. But the Ritva says, wait a second, adasha min hasheretz is not the same level type of tumma of an av as a whole sheretz. A whole sheretz, a whole chetza is there, it's whole. That's different than adashim nasheretz. So you could argue that adashim nasheretz is, you could also say something of an av kolduhu. It's a source of tumma, and we know that it's mitame adam. How do we know that? Maybe it's only mitame kelim. That says Rav Sheshes, that's my right. Now you have to go to some sukkim. In other words, there is a drasha that talks about the Adashim Nasheret, mayhem, the Mosam. Mayhem, even a small piece, even a small amount of them, even the Adasha size. But that's talking about in Parsha Shemini when it's Metamei Kelim, Ochel. Oh, so that's where an Adashim Nasheret from Metamei. So how do I know Adam? Must be, I can extrapolate. I, as another pasuk, Rav Sheshes must know the other pasuk. What was he thinking? That was an obvious kasha that we had also in the sugya. Because he comes back and says, it's not even a drasha, it's in the first pasuk in Pasha Semor, right? O isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. So what was Rav Sheshes thinking? So it is mefurish in the pasuk. Yeah, but that could be a case of an Adam who's nogia b'wak of a sheretz. A whole sheretz, ah. So Sheshes knew what he was talking about when he said, it must be, I can learn out that is an Adashim Nasheret Mitami Adam because it's Mitami Kalim. Because the other pasuk could be an Adam Shanaga B'chashas. But that's where he comes back and says, no, even that pasuk is discussing even a Chelik of the Sheretz. That's the Shach Vatari in the Gemara Gabi Sheretz. Okay, this is how he plugs it into the Sugya. Mika Adashim Nasheret, the Krisha Tum Asa Horishona Kamaisila. It's a tumor which is weaker. Because why do you think there's no pasuk? What about Pasha and more? Ah, he would have thought that pasuk is the Nanaka Bechoa Sheretz. But Bekelem, he could cry through Bekadasha. Because the other pasuk, Koasha Yipo Mehem, the Miksasam. And that's Kelem. So how do I know Miksasam is Metame Adam? Must be I can extrapolate. That's just, and then we come back and say, no, the sheretz k'sivei behedya, the adam afir b'kadasha, b'chol sheretz, because it comes, it's a different reading of the Gemara, when he comes back and says, it's not that he didn't know the pasuk, he quoted the pasuk, but he said, no, he said, sheretz behedya k'sivei, o isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz. Says it to read the Gemara, which word should be put in bold now that you read the according to Ritzvah? Not o isha sheyiga. Very nice. It's a different deal. You have to read a different nigga in that line of Gemara. No, you're wrong, because it's even Adashim Nasheretz, it's written behedya. Oh, it's a sheyiga b'chol sheretz. You knew that pasuk too, but you thought that was when he touched the whole sheretz. No, b'chol means a few koldu. You know, kol can mean even part. Like he says, l'chzochal kol toeva. And the Kabbalah tells us, kadasha. Then he wants to say a different part from the oish, but then he says, I like this better, from the kol. Okay. Then he says, Shechva Zera. Now what's the Shechva Zera? Because Shechva Zera is also Klisha Tumasa. Because it's already Yatsa Mimenu, so it doesn't have the same, it's a little bit a lower level. He says, no, it's also a Drasha. Okay, so this is the ritual. Now that we're on this, so let's broaden the discussion a little bit just to see a little bit more on this inyan. The truth is, maybe before this, just to mention the Shita, because shifting over to Rashi for a second. What did Rashi seem to learn in the sugya? That the issue might have to do with only kelim shehu lavush. What kind of halacha would that be? Only kelim shehu lavush and not what you're touching. I mean, again, we have kashis from the Torah's Kohanim and all. But like, what could be the pshat according to Rashi? Would Rashi also be buying into the Ritva Svara that the Adam is the Metame, but he's only mitame begadim shehu lavush? Would that be could you use the Ritva's lumdus in the chakira that we had? How is it that the kelim become tame when he's nosis and a vela? So now, according to Rashi, it's only the begadim shehu lavush. Would the behalach be, like, I guess you could say that. The Ritva says only kelim are weak, lower than Adam, and they can mitame, it can come tame from an avkodahu, but not Adam. So maybe only kelim she'ulavus can become tame, the distinction. One could perhaps, but there's another way to think about it. And that's what comes out in this Chita Mikubetzis. He tries to work out a chesh, but he's not necessarily going with Rashi in the sugya, but he does present a svara that he clearly would see that the yisod of why the gadim she'ulavus, because there we have a riboy, by some cases even the gadim she'ut nugea, but by nevega we don't have a riboy, it's only the she'ulavus. I mean, I'm sorry, by the way, we have a riboy by nevega, even the gadim she'u nugea behem. But he says a svara, what do you need a riboy? What would be the svara to limit the tumah to the gadav that he's wearing. So b'toch hadvarim, the ritzva here in Tosa Rashi and the Shita says as follows. The gadim shehu lavush, b'shal shehu nosis in adela, the teilem l'gabi gufa. And he says it as follows, this permutation. Ki ilohim ashmam nasalus an avela. Avo im naga bibgadim l'keilem tahorim. Rashi seems to say this alima de'emes. And if it's not that, then it'd have a drasha, but you need a drasha for it. What would be without the drasha? Only begadim shul lovesh. Why? So he says because it's ki'iluhim ashman nasus anavela. So what's the source of the tumah? The adam or the nevela? What? Not the adam hanose, the nevela. The ritvat is saying no. The ritvat is adam is an avkodri. And the Ritva says, the Avkodu is Mitame Kelim, not Mitame Adam. To plug that into Rashi, it's a little bit like a little bit of a force. You know, what? The Adam, the Avkodu is Mitame only Begadim Shulovesh, Mechates. Kelim versus Adam, I can say Kelim are more Kal than Adam. More Gishmak is to say this far for Rashi, that we're going the Chakira the other direction. That the source of the Tumah of the Kelim is not. The Adam, like the Ritva is saying, and the way he learns the Sugya, but it's the source is the Nevela itself, but the Nevela itself is Mitame the Adam, and it's Mitame the Kelim. Why? So now you can say different ways to say it, but the point that he's saying here in Rashi is that it's the Kelim Shehu Lovesh, the Begadim Shehu Lovesh, so he says it's Ke'ilu, they were, it's not just he that's carrying the Nevela, but he's wearing the Begadim, they're carrying the Nevela as well. You want to say a little bit different formulation. The begadim shehu lovesh are tafel to him. Batel to him, he's wearing it. So if he's tameh by nosi nevela, so whatever is latching onto him, the begadim shehu lovesh is also that. They become tameh as well. Again, the point of Rashi would certainly fit much better with the other side of the Chakira, that the source of the Tumah of the Gadim is the Nevela itself, not the other. Now, the truth is, at the end of the day, if we don't go with Rashi and the Drushas indicate otherwise, we're also left to start considering this Chakira. In other words, so good. So it's Negadim Shehu Lovesh, and it's also Negadim Shehu Nogea Behen, or Kelim Shehu Nogea Behen. Again, why is that so? So the Ritva's approach would be, you are the source of the Tumah, B'shashu who knows he's in the Vela, you are imparting the Tumah to the Gadim Shehu Noger Behen, and therefore you're an Av Rishaito, therefore you make the Marisho. But if you want, you can say differently, that the source remains the Tumah of the Nevela, but it extends, not just to Begadim Shehu Lovesh, it extends to the Begadim Shehu Noger Behen. And he could say either it's there no say the way it's here, or he could say that that's also batul to him. What he's holding on to becomes an extension of him, or that the tumah that goes on him, it goes bivasachas to him and to whatever he's holding. It's like a chetz, like one chetz. There's such a lashon in the in Rav Shach in Tumas Tzaras, such a lashon. He's explaining mitzora, but then in the middle he gets into the discussion. It's Hilchos Tumas Tzaras Perek. Tezayin, he says, "Tzarech tam madua." This halacha shenaga bekelin b'shas shelo pireish mi metamav shemetame yisod hadin shechashiva kiilu haya hamaga shelatuma be'elu hakelim atzman. Where did I mention such a svar earlier in shir? Who wanted to say like this? It's not that you became an Av and suddenly the Av disappeared. It can't be. Where'd it go? The Pharisees smell and Boaz. It's Ke'ilu, the things that you're touching were themselves touching. Your Yad or something else. It's Ke'ilu, they're directly connecting. Via you, they're connecting to the Tumah. This is what he wants to say as well. He says it's Ke'ilu Guf Echad Hu. That's how he puts it. Again, you could say, you can use terminology. He's a Yad. You could say you're considered to be one Chefza with the thing you're touching. It's all the same point. It's coming direct from the source. He says, "Chashiva kiilu haya hamaga shel atuma be'elu hakelim shachashvinan kiilu guf echad hu ukiilu yesh negias atuma ba'kelim atzma." But he points out, L'maisa tumas masa is not by kelim amnosin the there's no tuma, but again, here chitcha Torah, sha'akelim nechshavim kigufa adam. He says, the way that the Shita says it, it's ki'il the kelim were nosin the veil. The halach is clear. Kelim hanosis and the veil do not become tame. So it's not so simple to use those words. Adam is tame ben masa. But the point is, the chidush is, he says, the kelim nechshavim kigufa adam, and therefore, nitmu machmas atuma atzma, velo sha'adam huhamitaman. Gets, what's the Ritva's response? No, you are an avatuma l'shaita. There's a lashon of the Tosefta in Kelim, I think it's Perek Vav. There's a Tosefta in Kelim is broken into three parts. The first 10 prakim are called Bava Kama. The middle 10 prakim, the Tosefta, are Bava Mitzia. And the last three prakim are called Bava Basra. So you have to know, here Bava Basra, you have to know whether Bava Basra in Ezekiel or Bava Basra in Kelim. But if you open the Tosefta in Kelim, the lashon is also like this Ritva that he's like Ilu, he's an avatuma when they bring such a lashon from the Tosefta. Okay, so here's a range of possibilities. An interesting nafkaminas that we could consider. Mitzvah chinuch is always a good way to begin, but he'll quote some makoros. So in Hilchos Tumas Nevela, Mitzvah Tumas Nevela is Kuf Samach Aleph, Parshas Lat. No, you know what Parsha no says in Nevela? Shmini. Kuf Samach Aleph, Mitzvah in Tumas Nevela, there's a section, Tumah Bechiburin. So he has an interesting question. Okay, see, he stresses basically everything we talked about. Chamur tumas masim tumas maga. Noger b'nevela is a rishon. En metami begadim shalovush. No seat hanevel metami begadim shalovush b'shas nesiyaso. V'lav dafka begadim. Elo kol kli shu nogea bo b'shal chibura l'tum nasa kli rishon. Ki ilu noga b'tuma atzma kak seyos hakasim. Rashi says in Baba Basra daftes, Baba Basra nizikin that is, dafka begadim shalovush v'lo sharkelim atosis sham dochu dvarav. Okay, so far everything already you know. Ayin Shastram over Mishnah Melech Kanke. The Dafka Bechiburim, Avu Impiresh Mimetamav, Enu Metami Kelem, Kmo Korisha. He's only Metami Begadim, it's not Metami Adam, it's not Metami Klicheres. Hakol Nilmad Betores Kohan, Umefuah Berambam, Mishnah Yisavim Perakei. The Dafka Kelim of the Godim Shulavosh Ben, Bishas Nisiya Satuma. Now, here, how about this? You're wearing, for whatever reason, don't ask me. I mean, you could be wearing a shirt, wearing a jacket, wearing a sweater, a jacket, and whatever else, a coat. Okay? Now, so he has a few begadim, layers. He's Nosir Sinavela. At the same time that he's Nosir Sinavela, he's wearing multiple layers of clothing. Typically, you could have a shirt, undershirt, a shirt, a sweater, a jacket, a coat, or a stam. You're wearing a few different layers of clothing. So, the layer that's closest to you, of course, a stam, right? Chibis begadim. What about all those other layers on top of that, that you're not touching directly? What do you think? Do they become a rishon or not? Kalim cannot become a sheni. Now, he's no serious in a veil. Do they become a rishon or not?
I'm assuming they're all enough that they're going to kind of.
Good.
How strong is it really in the
Okay, moment? So we'll plug it in a second. He says, A few asar begadim, zeal gavzen. Going now like Rashi. Maisa, you could be nogea begadim, not wearing them, and the tame. But here's my shayla. You're not nogea in all these, but you're only nogea in the lowest, in the layer that's closest to your skin, right? But meanwhile, you're wearing multiple layers. A few asar begadim, zal gabzeh. This is an os dalid in kuf samachalif in the minchas chinuch. She'inam nogim beguf rak habeged atachton kulam tmeim. The kol habegadim betelam agabi haguf. Kainu berush perakei zavim mishna aleph. Rush and harush. Im ha'yelavush kama begadim, gam ha'elyon tamei, af al pish einu nogea bo. That's the Rush. The Chemash Meher Rambam, Mishonis HaShas, Mitamin Begad, Mashma Afil Harbe Afil Einogim Beguf. The Ra'isi Ba'agos Shali, my Hagos, Mikvar, from years back, Hevesi B'Shem Hagoim Ma'Ravelio Mivilna. Brackets, Be'elya Rabba, Kalim Perakalif Mishneh Beis, B'Masa, Daito, the Gra, the Gam HaBegadim, Einum Tmeim B'Chiburin, Rak HaBeged HaNogea B'Guf, V'lo B'Shar HaBegadim, D'lo Kel HaRash Hanal, V'ein HaSefer Elio Rabba, Tachas Yadi Ka'es. So it brings B'Shem HaGra, that even by B'Gadim, only the one that your Mamish Nogea B'Guf. Baruch Hashem, we have the new Mishnayis that bring on the side of the Mishnayis. So in Kalim, where is it? Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So there are many different things on the side. But Tenuah Tosfos Yontif, Pirush Mishnayis now is here, Tiferes Yisrael, Melachos Yisrael, Mishnah Achrona. But on along the side, Elio Rabba. That's the Gra. This I did not ask of Chaim Kanievsky, but many years ago when I did Zavim and Kalim in the Junesman. So I did go into them that summer, and I had a few questions on Elio Rabba and Zavim. It was a different one. I figured, who can you ask such a question to? Do I remember what he asked? I don't think so. Maybe I did a little bit. But I never talk of that, because he's holding everywhere, so you can ask, you know, who can you ask? But that was, this is an Elio Rabba on the side here, and he says the following. B'masa, the Lashon HaMishnah. What the Rush, what the Grum needs is that there should be direct contact between you and the Begadim or the Kalim. It comes out the first layer, or whatever you're touching. But the layers on top of that would not become tamei. The Rush says otherwise. That's the Milchat Chinuch quotes both. So let's consider the Chakira and see what you think. So where would you put each side? Why would you think like the Rush, that it should be any begadim, even the top ones, even the ones that you're not touching? What? What's the source of tuma? Right, I get it. Adar the sheet. In other words, the source of tumma is the nevela. It's metame you bevas achas together with anything that's tafel to you, either because it's no say. You can say the sheet is far, or if Shach wants to say it's considered to be like one chepsa that you and everything that's shayach to you and mishtech to you becomes tummy together. It's kiguf echad. It's as if that thing would be nogea. So the point is, you're not the one being imparting the tumma through your nogea. In the Beckett. Whatever on you is an extension of you. Whatever you're touching is an extension of you. The Nevela is the Avat Tumah. You never became an Av, but the Tumah of the Av of the Nevela goes to you and to whatever is by extension Shayach to you, what you're wearing, all the layers, and what you're touching. And again, it's the Kabbalah's Tumah direct from the source to you and to all those things. Again, either ki'ilu there no say, or ki'ilu that you're considered that you're a yad to transmit it, but it's all shaykh to you. You don't have to be touching all those layers. On the other hand, the other side is where the Ritva is learning, in terms of learning our sugya, he's saying it's an av koldu. You're an av. You are the one that's mitame the kalim, the begadim. Okay, so if there could be, that's where you can hear what the Gruz say. That it's only what you're nogeya bo, be it the lowest level, the lowest layer closest to the guf, or what you're touching, because you are the source of the tumma. B'shashu no se nadeo, you are now taking on that status of av kozman shelo pirish. But if you're not nogeya bo, you can't make tamme. It's not because mendeo becomes tamme, no, it's because you are the source of the tumma, not the nadeo. Nadeo is metame, you mix you charged with that status, l'shaito v'nav tumma. The Pharisee so asked, what happens afterwards? What happens afterwards? You're no longer that status of the only kozman, you're connected. Okay, so we're both saying a little bit of a taste, you know, of these inyanim, which obviously are very, very intricate, and so many inyanim, but just because we stumbled on the sugya, you know, it was meant that we should have a little bit of a chance to to understand. If we're not just talking far afield, learning Pashup Shem, the Gemara at the end of the day. We had to come back to learn up the Sugya, Derech HaTosis. Meanwhile, Rashi had a different Mahalach. For Rashi, certainly, to say it's only Begadim Shulava should certainly be inclined to see it Al Derech Deshita and permutations of that, that it's just what Shaykh to you, Memela. Tosis already, you see that where if I learn the Sugya, that the Indian is the Av Kodu, that's where we want to apply it to Mitzora. Yeah, and that's the other side of the Chakira. And again, various Nafkaminas, as we see. Yes, Barak Noah. Yes.
So Rabbi mentioned, briefly, when we were talking about the Kodach, that this Nafkamina would refer not be assumed by Rashi B'chlal in the beginning, because we were saying, Rashi, that's only the begun that you're reading Nogaya. Right.
Rashi seems to say, where it comes up in the Sugya, only Gadim Shehu Lovesh Behen. But that could certainly include, but you're not Nogea Behen. According to Rashi, what you're Nogea Behen is not Tamei, only Begadim Sha'olav. But Pashtus, Begadim Sha'olav, it's not the first layer, it's probably all the layers.
But that's what I was going to ask, because I thought it sounded like maybe the beginning said that.
No, I was only saying, I was only suggesting, it goes in two directions. Rashi, who seems to limit the Tumah to what's on you, would certainly be mostly, sounds like not like the Ritva's idea, not that you are the source of Tumah. The source of Tumah is the Nevela, and this is just Shaykh to you, tags along. But if you hold that, you also mitame what you're Nogerbo, you could also take that side, not like the Ritva. You could say it's the Ritva, that you are mitame what you're touching, or you could say that what you're touching is also becomes Tumah together with you from the source. You could go in both directions in understanding that Shita. But in Rashi, we're more inclined to think that it's al derech. Following? Yeah, no.
I think when we introduced the case for the Nachmina, I thought Rabbi said that the Torah, this case is not going to be within the world of Rashi. The case of wearing multiple layers, we're only even getting off the ground discussing this because, well, Rashi's is only the layer that he's wearing clothing.
No. Right now, I'm sorry if that's how I came back. I don't think so. I think Achaira. If Rashi or the Chidas Begad, the Begadim Shulavush, I would be inclined to say, like the Rush, that it's Begadim Shulavush, even what's not Nogea. Because it's not that you're Metame through your Nogea. Rashi, you can be Nogea Begad, and it's not Tame. It's only Begadim Shulavush. It means it's Ki'ilugats carrying the mace, the Nevela, or it's considered to be connected to you. So I can hear all those layers are connected to you. Saying, even if you hold Tosis, if you hold that you can metame something at your nogebo, it doesn't have to automatically mean that it's like the mitzvah saying that you are the source of the tum. It could also be the other way. And again, that's where the nafkamina would come in terms of the gadim shehu lovesh she'eno nogebe. That's the Rush and the grub. Any other questions? Okay, let's do a little bit of...